In Parshas Vayishlach, we have an absolutely fascinating insight of the Ksav Sofer that I'd like to share with you, which will really bring to light a pasuk that oftentimes goes overlooked within the confrontation of Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov is very, very concerned. He's very worried. He's scared that his brother is going to kill him and kill his entire family. So he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he davens to God, in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, a very well-known, familiar Pasuk, Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav. Please save me, he asks Hashem, miyad achi, from my brother, miyad Esav, from Esav. And Rashi explains why does it say miyad achi miyad Esav, my brother Esav. So Rashi says, because miyad achi she'eino egi mike'ach ela ke'esav ha'rasha, that my brother is not treating me like a brother, he's not showing brotherly love, actually, and instead, he's acting like Esav HaRasha. So that's why he says, Miyad Achim, Miyad Esav, from my brother, from Esav. One would have thought that, of course, who's your brother? Your brother is Esav. But that's why it says both. So the apostle continues and says, Ki Arei Anochi Oso, because I'm scared of him, Pen Yabo, lest he come, Vihikani, and that he smite me, he hits me, Eim Al Banim, mother and sons. And you, Hashem, said that I'm going to do good with you. And I'm going to make you your seed kechol hayam, like the sand of the earth. Asher lo yisafer meirov, that a person can sit on the beach and try to count sand will be impossible for him. That's what you promised me. So Yaakov is basically saying that he has confidence, he has bitachon in God, but he has a concern. He's scared because he's worried that something has transpired here, that perhaps his merits have been used up. And we point out that where would Yaakov come up with such a concept from? Why would he think that perhaps his merits were used up? As the Pasuk says, Katonti mikol hachasadim, the prior Pasuk, before the one before I just read in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Katonti, I've become small, mikol hachasadim, when mikol Ha'emes asher asisa zavdecha. Yaakov is worried that perhaps his merits are used up. Why would he think so? So the answer is, if we look at Parshas Lech Lecha, we remember the story in which Abraham fights the battle with the kings, and afterwards the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Abraham and says, Al tira Abraham, don't be scared Abraham, Anochi mogein loch schar cham harbe me'od, I'm going to shield you, and your reward is going to be great. So Rashi there explains to us and says that Avram was concerned. He was worried that perhaps because of the fact that Hashem helped him, performed a miracle for him, that he destroyed these kings, that maybe all of his righteousness, all the merits that he had gained from his righteousness were used up in this battle for the kings. So this grandson, Yaakov, has the same concern. Maybe all the merits of his righteousness was used up with all of the other wonderful things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him. And that's why, philosophically, he's scared. He's scared of Esav. And so we're told that he acts as a person is supposed to act when it comes to battle, which is, he does three things. He prepares gifts, he prepares for war, and he also davens. Those are the three elements that a person has to be prepared to do when dealing with confrontation. And on many different levels, we can go into that, but we'll leave that on the side for now. Okay, so ultimately, Yaakov then has the battle with the Malach, with the Sarosh Shel Esav, with the angel of Esav, and immediately as he gets up and he moves on to the next day, it seems, the Pasuk says that immediately, Vayisa Yaakov Einav, in Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Aleph, Yaakov raises his eyes, Vayar, and he looks, V'hinei Esav ba, here the moment has come, Esav is coming, V'imo arba meos ish, and with him is 400 men, V'yachatz esayiladim alayav al rachel v'ashtei ashvachos. So then he gathers up all of his children, he divides them among Leah and among Rachel and among the shvachos, among the maids. Vayasem es hashvachos ves yaldehen rishona. And he places, and I'm reading in Pasuk Beis now, Perek Lamadim, Pasuk Beis, Vayasem es hashvachos, he places the shvachos, he places the maids, ves yaldehen, and their children rishona first. So you have Bilhah and Zilpah with their children lined up first. Ve'asi Leah v'iladeha acharonim, and Leah and her children behind them. Ve'as Rachel ve'as Yosef acharonim, and Rachel and Yosef behind them. So Rashi points out a number of things here. First of all, the order of the wording here, that Leah and her children, Rachel and Yosef afterwards, in a later pasuk where it talks about how they bowed down to Esav, it says that each one of the mothers came forward with their children, and then it says that Yosef came forward with his mother. And Rashi explains there that Yosef blocked his mother so that Esav shouldn't look at the beauty of Rachel. So we have the order set up of how the confrontation is going to take place. First, there's going to be Bilhah and Zilpah with their children. Then there's going to be Leah and her children. And then it's going to be Rachel with Yosef. Now, why was it in this order? So Rashi comments here and says the following. Pasuk Beis in Rashi, Ve'es Leah v'iladeha acharonim, Leah and her children were behind Bilhah and Zilpah and their children. Acharon Chaviv means that the last of the last is considered to be the most beloved, which would make sense here according to what we know about Yaakov, that he loves Rachel most, then he loves Leah, and then we would assume that down the totem pole come Bilhah and Zilpah and their children. So at the same time, Rashi's comments are very disturbing. Why? Because it would seem that we are going into a situation of danger, where Yaakov sees his entire future in jeopardy, where Yaakov knows that his entire camp may be killed. And what does he do? He places an order as to who he would like to be killed first. That's what it seems. He's playing favorites when it comes to pikuach nefesh. And that he's putting the shvachos first, the maids first. If they're killed, okay, at least he still has Leah and her children. And if Leah and their children are killed, well, okay, he still has his most beloved Rachel. So the Ksav Sofer is very disturbed by Rashi's sentiment of Acharon Acharon Chaviv. And he says, Nira li chas v'shalom, he says, can't be. Lo lefi chibaso hikdim v'hechir b'sakonos v'foshos. You want to tell me that we're talking about sakonos v'foshos here, we're talking about danger of death, and Yaakov is playing who he loves more as far as who should be killed first? He says, what's possible? What do Yaakov see? What's going on here? Because of his love, he's going to decide who comes first and who goes second when it comes to people's life being at stake. Rather, the Ksav Sofer says, what really is happening here is that Yaakov is concerned about a sin that he had. The sin that he had was marrying two sisters. As we read the pasuk earlier, that Yaakov, when he's davening to Hashem of Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav, please spare me, protect me from my brother, from Esav, and pasuk Yud Beis of Perek Lamed Beis, he says, Ki yarei anochi eso, I'm fearful of him, pen yavo v'hikani, lest he come and smite me, aim al banim, mother over sons. So what's that about? Says the Ksav Sofer, it's about Yaakov's real fear. Yaakov's fear that the fact that he married two sisters will come and knock away, that sin will knock away any zechuyos, any merits that he has. And that's why Yaakov uses that term, the kani aim al banim, bishvil ha'aim, because of the mother and the sons. And he continues and says that Yaakov reasoned to himself and says follows. He says, it can't be. He said, it can't be. The kani aim al banim, Hashem says in the Torah, when it comes to the kan sipur, when it comes to the mitzvah of shiluach ha'kan, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Lo sikacha aim al abanim." Do not take the mother on the sons. And also, when it comes to an animal, the pasuk tells us that also the espino, when it comes to a shechting an animal, one's prohibited from shechting the mother and its child in the same day. B'yom echad, Torah sha'ata asid litein mi'kaima. The Torah that you're going to give in the future, who's going to fulfill it?
So he says, "Benir Ali Kitan Yaakov Shehema Avos Kiblu Al Atzmon Lakayim Atorah Sheasi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Litein Lubanim Achareihem." That we know the Avos, we know the forefathers kept the Torah that was internally going to be given to their children. The Inyaka Esav Eimal Bonim, and if Esav is going to kill the mothers and the sons, V'lo Asida Torah Shekinosem Levonim, then the Torah will not be given to the children. Al Das Tahachi Lo Kiblu Aleihem, Elokesh Tinosein Levasot Libnehem, Mikamokam Nafka, Im Yigwa Machet, Lahakos Oso Eimal Bonim. So Yaakov was concerned about the chait, the sin, that this sin would knock away his merits. So what did he do? Instead of putting Leah and Rachel first, instead of putting all of them first, Yaakov reasons and says that Hashem said he's never going, he wants us to keep the Torah. So Hashem says in the Torah you're not allowed to kill a mother and a child in the same day. So Yaakov says, if you're not allowed to kill a mother and a child in the same day, so I have confidence in Hashem that this zechus of keeping the Torah, of not killing a mother and a child in the same day, will be the zechus, will be the merit for my family that it's not destroyed. So why put the shvachos first? So why put the maids first? Because ein biyado chet shel beis achayos klal v'as yishapir, he says, yeah, that's if you don't have the sin of the two achayos. In other words, if you put the Torah's mitzvah, that you won't kill, Hashem will not allow, if the Torah is being fulfilled, Hashem will not allow the mother and the child to die on the same day, then what's the purpose of putting the shvachos, putting the maids first? The answer is that there would not be the negativity of an avera that would knock out the positivity of the mitzvah. Meaning, the positive part of the mitzvah would be the Eim al Bonim that comes first. That Hashem wouldn't allow the shvachos, the maids, Bila and Zilpah, to be killed with their children on the same day, because that goes against the Torah. But if Rachel and Leah were put first, if it was equal, then maybe the sin of the fact that Yaakov married two sisters, maybe that would nullify out any positive element of the mitzvah of keeping the Torah, because of the negative aspect of that chait. And we know that when it comes to decisions in Shemayim, it comes to how much zechuyos, how many merits a person has, and how many sins a person has. So here Yaakov is worried that if Rachel and Leah were first, then the sin would be standing out in the forefront, and therefore the zechuyos, the merits, wouldn't knock them out. So what does he do? He puts Rachel and Leah in the back. He puts the shvachos first, because there's no sin of the two achayos of marrying the two sisters. And why is Leah behind them as opposed to Rachel being behind them? Because Leah, remember, she was guilty of the fact that she was married to her husband and she was one of the two sisters. But Leah, when Yaakov married Leah, there was no prohibition, there was no chet, there was no sin. He was just marrying one woman. But Rachel is behind Leah because Rachel is the last one, because she was the one who through which Yaakov sinned. Meaning, first he was married to Leah, that's okay. But then when he married Rachel, he sinned because of the fact that the Torah says that one is not allowed to marry two sisters. So through Rachel was the sin. Ki hi shenasa b'isur achare Leah, b'kitrog yesh b'shah sakana u'b'makom sakana yoser. And there's a kitrog, meaning that what the Ksav Sofer is saying, that when we're in an area, we're in a place of sakana, we're in danger, we need all the zechuyos, all the merits we can get, and we want the merits to knock out any possible qualifications that the bad elements would have towards us. We want Hashem to look at our zechuyos, at our merits, and not at our sins. So Yaakov is standing in a makom sakana, he's standing in a place of danger, so therefore he places, quote, the sin of his earlier actions, the virtue of marrying two sisters, he places that all the way behind him, as opposed to it being out in the forefront. And then, the concept of why this happened in the first place, why Yaakov placed the maids before his wives, and the maid's children before his wives, and the connection between the halacha of lo sikachaim al abanim, that the mother should not be taken with the children, should not be killed with the children, should not be shechted in the same day as the children. Now it all makes sense that Yaakov is depending on that to take place, on that zechus, on that merit, and not to be nullified by his chet, so that the chet is something we put behind us, not in the forefront. It's like when a person goes for a job interview and gives his resume, and they say to the person, okay, please, here's my resume. Resume doesn't say all the bad things. Resume only says the good things. When a person is asked at an interview, please, tell us something about yourself. So a person doesn't say, well, I'm disorganized, and I get angry, and sometimes I become violent. No, a person only says the good things about themselves. The same concept, when Yaakov is in a place of sakana, Yaakov is in a place of danger, he's only talking about the good. He only wants to rely on the good. He doesn't want the bad to be out in the open so that his zechuyos, so that his merits can be used up. He wants, instead, he wants the good to be seen. Yes, the bad is in the back. It's in the back. Not to say, kavyachol, that Yaakov felt that the sisters were bad, but Yaakov's experience was that by virtue of his marrying the two sisters, that was something which was a little bit of a thorn in his side, vis-a-vis the Torah. And in a time of sakana, one has to be careful for the thorns in one side. So that's the explanation of the pasuk and the words Eim al Banim. And according to the Ksav Sofer, who obviously is Chovek on Rashi, as to the reason why the maids were first before the other wives.